Hey everyone, welcome back to Bitchin' 'Bout Broadway, where we talk about Broadway behind her back. I'm your bitchin' host, Elijah Zurich, and with me today is my bitchin' co-host, Megan Lisko-Snelling.
Hey everybody, I'm here against my will.
Thank you for joining us today, Megan. Me and Megan share a passion for all things Broadway. So we like to discuss Broadway shows, performers, songs, Broadway history, and sometimes the Broadway tea. Just kidding. I've been living my life like a reality show because of Megan.
It's been a week. And now
Megan hates it.
It's been a week.
Anyways, our discussion today is going to be about Six, the Broadway musical. Megan, do we vibe with Six, the musical?
We do, in fact, vibe with Six, the musical.
We really do. I mean, Megan and I were in a concert version of Six not too long ago, and Megan was the first wife, Catherine of Aragon, and she was a baddie.
Ooh.
And I was Anne of Cleves.
That other one.
The fourth wife. We were both divorcees of Henry VIII.
That's so yummy.
But Megan moved into a nunnery, and I got a nice castle, so.
Except that didn't really happen, because it was a concert version, right, guys?
Da-da-da-da. No, just
anyways.
Kidding. Anyways, we're going to kick off this episode with one of my favorite songs from the show, Don't Lose Your Head, sung by Christina Modestu. The character that sings this is the Queen Number 2, Anne Boleyn. Catch you on the flip-flop.
Grew up in the French court, wee, bonjour, life was a chore, so
she set sail.
1522, came straight to the UK, all the British dudes lame.
Epic fail.
I wanna dance and sing.
Politics,
not my thing.
Ooh.
But then I met the king, and soon my daddy said, you should try and get ahead. He wanted me, obviously, kept messaging me like every day. Couldn't be better, then he sent me a letter, and who am I kidding, I was prêt à manger. Sent a reply. Just saying hi.
Ooh.
You're a nice guy. I'll think about it maybe. XO baby.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
You sent him kisses.
I didn't know I would move in with his missus.
What?
Get a life.
You're living with his wife.
Like, what was I meant to do? Sorry, not sorry about what I said. I'm just trying to have some fun. Don't worry, don't worry, don't lose your head. I didn't mean to hurt anyone. L-O-L, say oh well, or go to hell. I'm sorry, not sorry about what I said. Don't lose your head. Three in the bed, and the little one said, if you wanna be wed, make up your mind. Her or me, chum, don't wanna be some girl in a threesome, are you blind?
Ooh.
Don't be bitter.
Ooh.
Cause I'm fit. He doesn't want to bang you. Somebody hang you.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Your comment went viral.
I didn't really mean it, but rumors spiral.
Well, Anne, way to make the country hate you.
Mate, what was I meant to do? Sorry, not sorry about what I said. I'm just trying to have some fun. Don't worry, don't worry, don't lose your head. I didn't mean to hurt anyone. Get X-rated.
Soon excommunicated.
Everybody chill, it's totes God's will. Henry's out, everyone. every night on the town, just sleeping around like, what the hell? If that's how it's gonna be, maybe I'll flirt with a guy all three, just to make him gel. Henry finds out and he goes mental. He screams and shouts like, so judgmental.
You damn it, witch.
Mate, just shut up. I wouldn't be such a bitch if you could get it up. Here we go.
Is that what you say?
And now he's going round like off with her head.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he means it.
Means it.
What was I meant to do?
What was she meant to do?
Like, what was I meant to do?
What was she meant to do?
No, but what was I meant to do?
Sorry, not sorry about what I said. I'm just trying to have some fun. Don't worry, don't worry, don't lose your head. I didn't mean to hurt anyone. L-O-L, say oh well, or go to hell. Sorry, not sorry about what I said. Sorry, not sorry about what she said. Sorry, not sorry about what I said.
Don't lose your head.
Welcome back. This is Bitchin' 'Bout Broadway, Hawk Radio on Anchor FM, and I'm your host, Megan, and today I'm talking with my co-host, Elijah.
Period. That's why we're here. Anyway, the song we just heard was Don't Lose Your Head, sung by Christina Modestu on the original cast recording of Six the Musical, which is our topic of discussion today.
Ooh.
I am very passionate about this because Six is in my top three favorite musicals.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually got to see their Broadway preview, their opening Broadway preview before the COVID shutdown, in which they never got to open on Broadway because New York was actually closed
entirely
on their opening night. So, like, 3 hours before their show, they were just like, so we're not going to go on. We're not going to have an audience, and we were not going to open, so.
That's really sad. I can't imagine how much that must have, like, really hurt.
Because
I think a couple people were making their Broadway debut.
I think most of them were making their Broadway debut.
Yeah.
I think half of them were making their Broadway debut.
So, you know, when I said a couple, I was kind of close.
Yeah, so three. Three of the six girls. So, yeah, that's, like, a thing. So, but Six actually did get to come back for a little bit in London during the pandemic.
When it lifted for a bit.
Because they have all their rules overseas, and they actually had like 2 or 3 weeks of performances.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Something like that.
Yes, and I actually have a friend over there that saw most of the shows because he because he wanted to see it again so bad, so he just saw it as many times as he possibly could before they closed down again. So, Six is absolutely amazing, and it has such a fan base. And what are they called, Megan?
I don't know.
They're called the Queendom. How did you not know?
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, the fan base is called the Queendom for them. Like, how Wicked has the Aussians, and
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, and
maybe I'm just not, like, a big theater nerd like you are.
I'm not a huge theater nerd. I actually... Well, actually, low-key, I am.
But, you are, a bit.
I mean, I do have a radio
show. You guys don't know
this.
He has a Come From Away water thing.
Yes.
A big jug-looking thing with him at the moment.
I actually have a 6-1, too.
Yeah.
I have a 6-1, too. So, I'm going to Broadway Intensive in about 2 weeks now, and I'm going to have both of them with me. And
Ooh,
I'm going to show everyone.
That's fun.
And they're all going to be vibing with me because I love them all. So, that's
Anyways,
a thing.
Yes. Let's get into discussing the origin of Six.
Oh, period. So, fandom websites describe Six as a British pop musical, which it is set up as a pop concert in which all of the queens get up and they tell their stories. So, they each have a song, and then there are a total of 3 group numbers, as well as a mega mix, or as they call it, the Mega Six, at the end after curtain call.
Right.
So, it tells the stories. Oh, do you have something to say, Megan?
I was just going
to
say it's an encore.
It is an encore.
But that's a little obvious, so.
Yeah. Even though no one asked for it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. And everyone in Six is super talented in the multiple productions that there are. I think that, like, everyone is not that well known when they go into Six and they come out of it, like, verified on Instagram and popping off.
Right.
So, I think that I think that it takes a very hardy person to be in Six, because the show itself is a beast. Like, it is because, like, they have to wear the shoes, and they're on, the six queens are constantly on stage because, oh, listen to that, like, jazz solo, guys. We're in a music store, so next door there's a jazz solo happening right now, live.
At the moment, for your ears.
Yeah.
Really funny if you couldn't really hear it, but that's what's happening.
That's what's happening. It's, like, right in our ear. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, the horns kind of got me off my tangent. But six... It's only the six queens. Henry is not in the show. No one else is in the show. It's just the six of them on stage with the band, which they call their ladies in waiting. And I think it's just so brilliant. So each one of them just come up and they sing their song. And then there's like three group numbers. So there's one at the beginning, which is called Ex-Wives, which me and Megan, we vibe with. It's really clever because, you know. And then there's one in the middle called House of Holbein, which is how they found Anne of Cleves, because through the portraits. And then a closing number when they're all like, period, queen, you tell him. So anyway, the musical was written by Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss. Oh my gosh, Lucy Moss. Both were 23 at the time while they were attending their final year at Cambridge University in the UK. They began writing in the fall of 2016 and performed August 2017 at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, one of 3,398 shows. Interestingly, they did not win any awards, but the audience attendance was high. August 30th, 2018, they opened on the West End in London and had a UK tour. And in 2019, the North American tour started in Boston and then went to Chicago, and now they're currently supposed to open on Broadway when things open back up. And they also have casts on the Norwegian Cruise Line. They actually have multiple casts now. I think they're up to three. Mm-hmm. Three multiple casts. Multiple casts. We know there's three. Okay, anyways. And in 2020... Australia and New Zealand now have casts, which is super fun because it's going all over the world, and it started at like at a festival. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So February 13th, 2020, Six opened on Broadway at the Brooke Atkin Theater in NYC, and I was there. I was there. I'm so proud of it. I have a signed poster. I have photographic proof of this. I'm very proud of myself for going. Me and Mama Nikki were in my mother. Mama Nikki is my mother. We were in the back row. I think we grabbed two of the last seats day of opening.
Wow.
We like arrived. We had like 2 hours. We got dressed and then we went out in the cold. And mm-hmm. I froze to death. I was very feral. I got pushed in line by a homeless person that like, I was really scared, but I was going to see Six and I was so excited to be there. So, I actually have to take a minute to brag, too, that I did actually get to meet Toby, and I got his autograph. Lucy was there, but she didn't sign my poster. I don't know if she came out for autographs. I may have missed it because I was back a little bit.
Mm.
But I did get to see Toby, and we talked for a bit, and he was really sweet. And, like, I got to meet the entire cast. The understudies. Ooh. Who I've actually worked with two of the understudies now, Mallory and Courtney, and they're both gems, and I love them so much. I hope to see them go on when things open, so that'll be fun. So, from the idea to world domination in just over 3 years, can you imagine the whirlwind?
I can't, honestly.
You know, the process usually takes years to do. Like, I've been doing a lot of just come from away research recently, and they started in 2011 bringing that to life. They actually interviewed everyone like that was involved in the story, like the actual people.
Oh, wow.
About the actual story at the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 events in Gander, Newfoundland. So they did all that, and then like it won the Tonys in 2019.
Yeah, it took a long time.
It took them a long time to develop that and take it to Broadway. So this is reasonably quick.
Right.
Especially since it's, like, a student thing.
Yeah, it makes you think, like, if it if it began writing in fall of 2016 and then it performed for the first time in August of 2017, they opened on the West End a year after they began performing, which is insane.
Insane. Like, it's not a realistic time span if you're writing and producing, because also because it's a business first, it's show business.
Right.
So there's a lot of money involved in, like, moving and transporting and costumes and paying actors and paying tech people and lighting. You know, there's a lot of money that goes into it. And financially, it takes a lot of promotion and going out and performing and getting backers. So that's what takes a lot of the time. And it happened really quick. I mean, they were on the West End within a year.
Right, yeah.
So that's cray-cray. BBC.com quotes co-creator Lucy Moss, "Musical theater often has lame parts for women. We wanted to write loads of meaty, funny parts for women."
And because this was a school project, the duo didn't want to deal with the traditional musical theater format. So to make it more appealing, hence the pop concert talent show style setting.
They didn't intentionally seek to attract a younger audience into the theater. They weren't really looking beyond a student production. And you can see that in the costume upgrades, the songs being upgraded and altered, and the transitions between the songs being rewritten. The pop stars inspired each one of the queens. So Catherine of Aragon is inspired off of Queen Bee, Beyonce. Anne Boleyn is inspired off of Lily Allen's early stylings. Jane Seymour is predominantly inspired by Adele, but with a Sia-esque ballad. Anne of Cleves has elements of Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. Catherine Howard channels Ariana Grande and Britney Spears, which I think is absolutely perfect. And she has the high ponytail, so, like, you know.
She has the vibe.
And I honestly think that, like, it's really eerie because her story, I think, is the darkest.
Right.
And with the everything happening with Britney. Free Britney, and
yeah.
I think it's, and, like, how she was used for, like, her body and all of those things, I think that really goes hand in hand with Catherine Howard's story.
Right.
And it hits a little different when you think of it that way. And Catherine Parr is inspired by Alicia Keys, and I absolutely love Alicia Keys. I adore her. So, go off, Megan.
According to a New York Times interview, they recorded the score and released it prior to a 4-day showcase in London, which was a brilliant move because the show began its commercial life. To quote the New York Times, the 6th album has now been streamed more than 100 million times via Apple and Spotify. The catchy melodies and forward feminism have intersected perfectly with the TikTok moment, users making short-form videos to music clips, meaning that a large audience, the queendom, has discovered the songs online, fueling interest in the stage productions.
Period, Megan, you tell them. So this is another time to take a music break. This is All You Wanna Do. This is a fan favorite of the whole queendom, and this is one of my favorite songs of the entire show, too. It tells the story of Catherine Howard's life. She was actually the 5th queen, and she was beheaded. This is All You Want to Do, sung by Amy Atkinson. Catch you on the flip-flop. Yeah.
Agree, I'm the 10 amongst these threes.
All you wanna do, all you wanna do, baby.
And ever since I was a child, it'd make the boys go wild.
All you wanna do, all you wanna do, baby.
Take my first music teacher, Henry Mannix. I was young, it's true, but even then I knew the only thing you wanna do is broad, dark, sexy. Mannix taught me all about dynamics. He was 23 and I was 30, going on 30. We spent hours strumming the lute, striking the chords and blowing the flute. He plucked my strings all the way to G, went from major to minor, C to D. Tell me what you need, what you want, you don't need to plead. He just cares so much, it feels legit. We have a connection. I think this guy is different. Cause all you wanna do, baby, is touch me, love me, can't get enough. See, all you wanna do, baby, is please me, squeeze me, birds and the bees me. But then there was another guy, Francis Dearham. Serious, stern and slow. Gets what he wants and he won't take no. Passion in all that he touches. The sexy secretary to the Dowager Duchess. Helped him in his office, had a duty to fulfill. He even let me use his favorite quill. Spilled ink all over the parchment. My wrist was so tired. Still I came back the next day as he required. You say I'm all you need. All you want, you don't need to plead. Cause I feel the chemistry. Like I get you and you get me. And I know this is it. He just cares so much, this one's legit. We have a real connection. I'm sure this time is different. Cause all you wanna do, baby, is touch me, love me, can't get enough. See, all you wanna do, baby, is please me, squeeze me, birds and the bees me. You can't wait a second more to get my corset on the floor. Playtime's over. Yeah, that didn't work out. So I decided to have a break from boys, and you'll never guess who I met. Tall, large, Henry VIII, Supreme Head of the Church of England. Globally revered, although you wouldn't know it from the look of that beard. Made me a lady in waiting, hurled me and my family up in the world. Gave me duties in court, and he swears it's true that without me he doesn't know what he'd do. You say I'm all you need, all you want, we both agree. This is the place for me, I'm finally where I'm meant to be. Then he starts saying all this stuff. He cares so much, he calls me love. He says we have this connection. I guess it's not so different. Cause all you wanna do, baby, is touch me, love me, can't get enough. See, all you wanna do, baby, is seize me, squeeze me, birds and the bees me. So we got married. Woo! With Henry, it isn't easy. His temper's short and his mates are sleazy. Except for this one courtier. He's a really nice guy, just so sincere. The royal life isn't what I planned, but Thomas is there to lend a helping hand. So sweet, make sure that I'm okay. And we hang out loads when the king's away. This guy, finally, is what I want. The friend I need, just makes no chemistry. I get him and he gets me. And there's nothing more to it. He just cares so much, he's devoted. He says we have a connection. I thought this time was different. Why did I think he'd be different? But it's never, ever different. Cause all you wanna do, baby, is touch me. When will enough be enough? See, all you wanna do, is...
Welcome back. You are listening to Bitchin' 'Bout Broadway, where we talk about Broadway behind her back. I am Elijah Zurich, and this is my co-host, Megan.
Hey.
On Hawk Radio on Anchor FM, we just heard All You Want to Do, sung by Amy Atkinson. I do want to spend a little bit of time talking about this song because I think this is one of the more meaningful songs in the show.
Right.
It's very relevant to today. I think that all of the songs tell a story, yes, but I think that this song is one of those songs that causes awareness and is very moving.
Mm-hmm.
So first, it's light, it's fun, it's catchy, it's very cute. Like the all you wanted to, baby. That part is like super catchy and it's just, it sticks. That's like the part that sticks in my head. Like when I first heard it, I was like, walking around the house, I cleaned my room to it.
And you don't really think about like what it is that they're saying. You're just like, oh, this is fun. Guess it's not so dear. Like,
yeah.
You don't really think about it. And then you listen to the lyrics and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize that it is such a universal experience that a lot of women go through, even in this time where, one, it wasn't even fully documented. They had to fabricate some of it, but with having done research.
Yes.
Because while her abuse was so real, it was barely known of.
Exactly. And I think that what's really interesting about the song, about the topic, really, it's not just women, you know what I mean, especially.
Right.
But, I mean, like, things like that can happen to anybody, and I think that it's really interesting that people of all kind of races, genders, and, like, backgrounds have really come out about things like that and have talked about this song in particular as well,
yes,
about their experience. So I think that when I first heard it, because when you listen to the six cast recording, each song is recorded as a pop single, like even the background vocals in the solo songs are recorded by the soloist.
Right.
So if you listen to it, it's not like everyone that's even sings the backup live is singing the backup. It's just the soloist.
Yeah.
So everything is recorded as a pop single. And I mean, when you're listening to something, you don't see a face, you don't see movements, you don't see choreography. Because what's really interesting about it is when I first saw it, well, when I first listened to it, the lyrics, we had a connection, you didn't really know what was going on. It's just, like, lyrics. But when I saw it, everyone on stage touched her.
Yeah.
And they, like, touched her shoulder. They, like, touched her somewhere different because there was five of them doing background. So they all touched her somewhere different. And that's when it, like, hit me. Like, the first time they did that, I was like, oh, my gosh, they're touching her because it's, like, and she's not, like, asking for them to touch her. Like, she's just standing there, and they just touched her. And you could tell it wasn't, like, I mean, obviously, the actors were safe. It was choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
But the feeling it gives you is that it's not consensual.
Right.
And it's not, and it just feels so wrong. And then even the lyrics, the all you want to do, it's not what she wants to do. It's
right.
What you want to do with her. And I think when you really think about it that way, it hits a little different.
It's quite unsettling.
It is. It's really eerie.
Yeah.
And also, it's really sad to watch and know that it's inspired off of Britney Spears. And, like, also, like, I know we talked about this a little at the beginning, but, like, everything that she's been through and, like, even, like, some of, like, the way she looks, like, when she was younger, I mean, even a little bit now, you can kind of see, like, you can feel the story when you look at pictures of her and, like, see, like, some of her other music. And that's the biggest thing I've noticed about it. There's a lot of levels to that song, and there's many different thought processes you can have when watching it.
Yeah.
When me and my mom actually went to go see it in New York, we saw Samantha Pauly, who I've actually gotten to work with multiple times now, and she's absolutely amazing. She's such a talent, and she's just so sweet too. My mother and I, when we saw her do it, she was Catherine Howard. My mom was actually moved to tears because the emotion portrayed was so powerful and heartbreaking. And I know that we're not supposed to like watch bootlegs and everything, but there are performances of Samantha Pauly's All You Want to Do on YouTube and different social media platforms. I really encourage all of you to watch it because she does such a great job of portraying the character, and you can really feel everything that is put into the song when she sings it.
Yeah.
Do you think that this song does bring awareness of abuse, or maybe it just makes it easier for victims to come forward, Megan?
So I think because the song did gain some traction, it's one of the most popular songs in the show.
It is.
Considering that there's not many, it's like, oh, you think of Six, you think of like Anne Boleyn's song, you think of this song, and it's really easy to overlook the meaning behind a song. I mean, we do it every day. Songs can be super cryptic or just it's all out there. It's in the lyrics, just like this song. But I think that it does bring absolute awareness to abuse and what people go through, because it is such a terrifying experience when that does happen to you.
It is.
And you feel alone, and something like this it makes you feel not alone, because there are other people. There's people singing about it. There's people who sing this every single day in the audience. When they were performing this show, they had to know there will be someone in the audience who is going to know exactly what this song is about, is going to reflect on exactly what the song is about.
Exactly.
And I think that does make it easier for people to think, oh, if other people can talk about this so freely, can sing about this and speak about this so freely, then maybe I can. I think that is beautiful. Yeah. I think it's not that it's beautiful, but it's like hope.
It is very hopeful. Yeah, and the true story of it all, like, I know this like really sucks, but Catherine Howard was beheaded. Mm-hmm. And what really is unsettling about it is that the men who abused her, they did not, I mean, even the king didn't blame them as much as he blamed her.
Yeah.
Which is actually really, really sad. And I think that most people can actually relate to this. Like, I know I can on some level, and Megan said that, like, I think we both can, right, Megan?
Right, yeah.
I think we both can. Like, I think that, like, it doesn't really matter who you are. I don't know, it just hits different, and it's not just, like, a catchy song. Like, it's a beautiful song, too, if you listen to it. It's, like, it has really nice, like, vibes to it. Like, the piano chords, mm-hmm. and, like, all the
harmonies.
Yeah, it's really pretty. However, like, what it means is very dark. And I think that, like, the pre-song to this, like, the song that did what this song does before this song was the song in Spring Awakening. Megan, you know which one I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Dark and I Know Well.
Yeah.
Dark and I Know Well. We're in Spring Awakening right now, Megan and I.
Swing Awakening.
we're both the swings, so we call it Swing Awakening. And Megan, you actually cover which ones?
Ilsa and Vendla. So I do sing, or I did need to learn The Dark I Know Well, and it definitely hit me the same way that this song did, except it's more explicitly, like, stated in The Dark I Know Well, because the musical, the Spring Awakening, is a very different vibe than Six. And
yes.
It obviously transfers differently, but it's older, and it wasn't paid attention to as much as All You Want to Do is now, because it has a platform.
It does. And also because our culture really likes pop music, and it is styled as a pop song.
Right.
Where Spring Awakening is more of like a
traditional.
It's not even like a traditional,
right,
musical.
It's like
very
pop opera feel.
It's a pop opera feel, but
like,
I think,
not really.
No, not really. I think that it's more an alternative,
yeah,
musical, like Hadestown kind of is.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah, definitely.
It feels like that. Feels like that. So I think that, honestly, I think that things like that do need to be represented more.
Yeah.
Because right now, I think that we have a lot of great shows like we have Six, and we have Hamilton, and we have Dear Evan Hansen, and, like, all of those. But I think that there are some things that we need to represent, and I really hope that things like this and other things that are heavier topics are discussed freely because of songs like All You Wanna Do.
Yeah.
Anyways, on a lighter note, Megan and I, we mentioned this at the beginning. We were in a concert version of Six, and it was very small. Like, we didn't charge ticket sales, and we just wanted to perform, and it was one of the first shows that our theater company got to do when we came back from the pandemic, because we were all quarantined over the summer. So it was one of the first ones that we got to actually perform in. And Megan, what were you?
I was Catherine of Aragon, the first queen.
The first queen.
Queen bee.
the real queen, not gonna lie. Ooh. Anyways, Catherine of Aragon, low-key did a lot for, not even low-key, high-key did a lot for England. She was really adored. The actual historical figure. And my favorite thing she did was someone, I forget what country, they laid siege on England because Henry wasn't there, and she
just went out. She was like,
she fought. Right. She led her men into battle.
I love that.
And her costume, if you notice it, the way it like looks, it's supposed to be armor.
I love the way it looks.
And the
shoulders and everything.
Yeah.
And you played.
I played Anne of Cleves, which is the fourth wife, which is the other divorcee in the divorce beheaded died, divorce beheaded survived. And my character was actually married to Henry for the shortest period of time. I think it was 6 months that Anne of Cleves was married to Henry VIII. And the marriage actually wasn't even really divorced. It wasn't divorced. It was annulled because they never consummated the marriage. Oh, and but Anne of Cleves was from Germany and wasn't very fluent in English. So when he told her that he wanted a divorce, she was just kind of like, don't really understand, but okay. So, and she kind of didn't fight with them like Catherine of Aragon did. So she got a castle and a lot of riches and was actually, not even nicknamed, but like dubbed the king's sister, you know, like it was more like that. So she got a title. She still got a title, and she got a castle. She just wasn't Queen of England after that. But I love Get Down. It's my favorite song of the show.
It's such a vibe.
It is my favorite. Megan, yours was inspired by Beyoncé.
Yes.
But Megan really just played herself because she's a boss.
No. I actually really did love doing the show on concert. It was definitely more like a concert. We were just like, let's sing some songs.
We did.
But I really did love doing the concert because when Elijah actually ended up putting it together and directing it. So when he came to me about it, I was like, oh, I only know one of these songs, and it was All You Wanna Do. I was like, okay, cool. So I'll just do that one. And he had me sing both Catherine of Aragon's song and Catherine Howard's song. And I was like, cool, so I'm just going to do Howard. And then he was like, oh, I would like you for Aragon. I was like, oh, no, I have to learn this. I have to learn this song now.
Well, what you did, I remember, I told you, I was like, I remember thinking, I was like, she's either one. She's either one, and I can't tell. Because I remember when I was casting it, I had, like, three people in each part, and I just kept moving it around, like, and Nikki was there. We had a whiteboard, and we just kept erasing it and writing it in, and, like, it was, like, you and Bella as Howard, and I was, like, I think Howard could hit different if she didn't look as old as us, because Bella is younger, friend Bella.
She's about a year younger than I am.
She looks so much smaller.
Yeah, like, she's very tiny.
She's very tiny, and she looks baby, and I was like, the message would get across more if she looked more like a child. And Bella has a huge voice, so, I mean, she wasn't going to sound like one.
They're like this...
Bella's non-binary. They. I'm so sorry. We have to...
Bella goes by all pronouns, but has a preference for they, them. So, yes. Bella, is this powerhouse, and they're very, like, actually very comfortable in an upper range, I would say.
Yeah, very precious.
And I think that Bella was the perfect choice for Kay Howard after getting to know her, because we had done like Les Mis together.
But Bella was the understudy. Bella was 12 and the understudy for Eponine.
Which period.
And Bella and Megan was...
I was Madame Thénardier.
And I was Monsieur Thénardier, and we were so funny.
It was hilarious. But either way, I think that Bella actually, going back to All You Wanna Do, I think she gave it the perfect amount of energy and emotion to really, really get that point across.
Yeah, and Bella's a very subdued person, so for Bella to do that was a lot.
Yeah. So I think that was a really good casting. We also had our lovely friend Catherine as... ooh, girl. That just distracted
our
me.
Our building just shook.
Oh my god. Jane Seymour. And she absolutely was like Adele, just...
She just is. And she's like, has such mom vibes too. Like, at our theater, she's actually moving to college in New York.
That's so sad.
I know.
Go Amda, though.
I know. We're so proud of her. She was perfect for it. She was so sweet. But she has like such mom vibes. Like, because she helps with the younger kid group here. And she, and all those kids just love her and look up to her so much. Yeah. Like, it made sense for her to be the mom.
Yes, it absolutely made sense.
Jane Seymour, just for those of you who don't know, Jane Seymour was the one who actually did give Henry a son. So
and then she died.
Yeah, divorced, beheaded.
Died.
So she, eek. So it was just really perfect casting, because her song is really about her love for her son and how much she loved Henry, and then she realized what true love was when she had her son.
Right.
And I thought that was just... That song, Heart of Stone, is... That's what got me into Six. I heard that, and I was like, excuse me, what is this show?
I definitely just added that into my book, too. It's a good song.
Stunning.
Another person... I'm just going through our cast right now. Yeah. So another person that was in our cast is our also lovely friend, Ava.
Aww.
And she is just a sweetie. Bonnie and Clyde. Elijah and I did Bonnie and Clyde with Ava. Two years ago, almost 3 years ago. This year it will be 3 years. Yeah. Later this year. And
Ava was little Clyde.
Ava was young Clyde. Ava and was I was young Clyde. Bonnie. And Elijah was like...
I don't even remember. I was a deputy or something, which is... If you ever look at me, I'm not a deputy, but I was happy to be there because I love Bonnie and Clyde and I loved that theater group. I was just like... You know what? Just put me in. Just put me in, guys. Like, whatever.
It was really cute, though, because, like, that's how we met. That's how we met Ava. And Ava was 12. I was 13. And Elijah was 15
when
we did the show.
Yeah, I was 15.
So we were quite young. But the amazing thing is that we stuck together. And Ava has always been, like, the little baby. But she's,
now
like,
she's taller than
six
both of
feet
us.
Tall.
She's taller than both of us. She's 6'9". No, not 6'9". She's 6'9", guys. I think she's realistically 5'8".
Like
5'8 or 5'9".
No, she's definitely much taller than I am, so I would say she's probably 5'9", 5'10".
So 12 feet shorter than what I said.
Right. But she absolutely brought, like, the cutest aspect, but also, like, the sassiest aspect.
She was so cute with her little space bunny.
It was adorable.
Her little green
and
jacket.
And she looks amazing in green. She looks amazing in green, everybody.
That dark hair.
Yes.
Those pretty eyes. Yeah.
Pretty eyes.
Everyone in the show was pretty.
She also choreographed the show.
She did.
And did amazing.
She's a killer dancer.
Killer.
She's got,
dancer.
Like, dance legs for days. Like, she looks like a dancer. Like, she's,
absolutely.
Like, she's so tiny and very muscular. Have you ever noticed, like, when you hug her, she's just, like, pure muscle?
Pure muscle,
like, there's
absolutely
not an ounce of fat on that girl. There's not.
Which is great.
Period.
We're over here, like, drinking cherry Pepsi, talking about how muscular Ava is. And,
yes!
Which is so cute.
Beef!
Okay, so last but not least in our little queen list, we definitely went out of order, but she actually was the last queen.
That we cast, because we had someone else, and I'm not going to say who, but let's just, for the sake of this conversation, call her. No, we're not going to go there. Let's call her Susie Ann.
Susie
Ann really, now everyone's going to be like looking for a Suzanne. Susie Ann literally ghosted me, and I was like, okay, Miss Ma'am, I am going to recast it. So I got the powerhouse that is Patria Aurora Smithy. Ooh. For Catherine Parr. And I love her. She's one of my besties, even though she's, like, 26.
We love her to death anyway.
We love her.
We got her in the cast. I had no idea who she was. All I knew was that she was, like, much older than us. I didn't know how much older. And one day we were backstage. It was, like, our final dress rehearsal. And she was like, oh, my God, I have to tell the kids I teach about this. I was like, the kids you teach?
Yeah, she teaches, like,
fifth grade. A teacher. And yeah. I didn't know this the entire time. So I was like, oh, she's a student teacher. Because I forgot how much older she was. Because it was so easy to just befriend her. And
it was. She's so sweet. Like, I remember when I met her, I was in cabaret. And she was in cabaret. And she walked in. And she had, like eyeshadow that matched her shirt. It was, like, dark blue. And it's so funny because she, like, manifested Catherine Parr when we met because it's dark blue. And I looked at her and I was like, you are just so pretty. If I could be as pretty as you, I would rule the world. And she was like, oh, thanks. And then we just became besties.
And you were like, besties.
I just tell people they're pretty and I'm in. Like, I can't lie. I'm just like, you're stunning. And then they're like, period, bestie.
Bestie.
Like, that's what I did with Megan. I can't remember
you
what
knew
I
my
said
mother
to you.
Before you knew me
a whole
so.
Year a whole year. I remember she talked about you. She was like, I think you would really like my daughter. And I was like, mm-hmm.
And then I just showed up and you were like, oh, it's you, can you buy me a pizza?
No, that didn't happen.
Remember when I bought you a pizza?
Oh yeah,
and you just ate it all. I remember that.
I also bought you a pizza though.
we
traded off.
We paid each other.
Okay, but, like, listen, Gaspar's Grotto Pizza was a little too epic for us. Like,
we were right across the street, and we would
we
go
were
there
in Ybor
every
City,
day.
And it was, like, a bar right across the street, and it was, like...
And these, like, little, like, young teenagers would walk in and be like, I'd like one pizza, please!
Like, and it was, like, the fanciest pizza, too. It was margarita pizza.
Oh,
and it was,
God.
Like, put into, like, the brick oven thingy.
It's so funny, though, because, like, I can't have tomatoes, and I was like, margarita pizza!
I know!
And
you
we
really...
literally always just constantly go against our allergies. Not to go on a tangent there,
not
but
me
we and, definitely always are,
not
like...
me and Megan at bingo, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna get a shellfish taco. And Megan was like, maybe not. And I was like, maybe yes.
Maybe, yeah. And then, am I allergic to shellfish? Sure. Am I going to have some? Sure. But to go off of our tangent, again, Patty, so good.
Yeah.
Amazing. Show-stopping, incredible, spectacular.
Yeah. And you have to think, like, she's right after Bella with All You Want to Do, and All You Want to Do is such a, like, song that makes you, like, really think, and you have to sit on that song for a minute.
Yeah.
And, like, I Don't Need Your Love, like, has to be powerful, and I... Listen, Patty really followed. And she, like, but my favorite thing is that Patty wasn't just following. Like, she led us through her song. Like, it wasn't even, like, a performance. It was, like, she was really serving up content for us. And I was like, oh, period, Patty. But,
yeah.
But Patty has, like, the kind of, like, baddie kind of poppy voice, you
she
know?
She absolutely does. She is a powerhouse.
Yeah, like, she auditioned for Shrek, and I was like... Look, girl, I know you want Fiona, but you were really strutting in here for Dragon. And she was like, I don't know.
Girl.
She ended up not being able to do it, but she actually was cast as Dragon.
Oh,
she was cast as Dragon, and she actually couldn't do it because
of
her school schedule.
And then I was pulled in last minute.
Oh, yeah, and then now Megan's the Dragon.
I'm like... five other things though.
Yeah,
it's
so
really weird.
So
we're doing a lot.
I like that we're donkey and dragon though. I had never seen Megan do the blocking before until like 2 days ago, and I was stunned. I was like, wow.
We didn't have any blocking for it. I just walked around. I was like, I am
but you no,
a
okay.
baddie.
I know you can't see Megan, but Megan's like way hotter than most people on the planet.
Stop.
So Megan, all Megan has to really do is walk around to get attention. Like, she doesn't have to do anything. She could just walk in a circle for hours and everyone just be like, who is she? What is she?
She's crazy because she's walking in a
circle for
hours.
No, but, like, Megan's my girl, and I think she's, like, so, she's so pretty, and she's so talented, and she's so smart. That's why she's here.
Aww.
But she's a little crusty. No, just kidding. She's a little crusty and a little sus. Oh. But we're both a little crusty and sus.
So, you know, we are in it together.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not as pretty as Megan. I'm a little screwed. So, you know. We're here. Anyways.
To get back to Six, and a question a lot about Six is, like, the historical accuracy, which is just, like, you know, people question the historical accuracy of Hamilton and any really modern musical that has historical background.
Angelica Schuyler capped. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. She did. She capped. Like,
okay. According to CheatSheet.com, musicals often need dramatization for an audience, but luckily Six is catchy, well-written, and pretty historically accurate. So we'll say that yes, it is historically accurate.
party on. Broadway Baby Performing Arts website declares Six to be a brazen, glamorous, and truly unforgettable history lesson, which I couldn't agree more. It really vibes. And Musical Theater Review said, a script so quick-witted, poor Henry would turn in his grave. I think we all know Henry's, like, right now in, like, the flames of hell going,
they're at it again! It's about women. Big misogynist here, Henry.
Megan's boyfriend. What?
No.
Just a little bit.
Just kidding. He's kidding. Anyways, I have found that when listening to historical theater, I'm inspired to conduct my own research to find out if things are true, and also to dig deeper and find out more. Which examples are shows like Six, Hamilton, Parade, and Les Mis. And does that happen for you, Elijah?
Yeah, it kind of does. My favorite is Parade, and I'm very obsessed with Parade. I, one time, when I found the show, you can open it, Megan. Megan wants to open her Pepsi, but she's afraid of the sounds. So, I was like, Megan, don't be shy. Post up. My favorite show is Parade. It's written by Jason Robert Brown, and we're totally doing a segment on it. I've been talking about this for a hot minute. I just want to, like, gather my thoughts, because I have so many thoughts on it.
Right, it's such a good show.
It is. I was 13 when I found the show, and I went to Georgia specifically. Well, we had to visit family, but for me, I wanted to do a... I wanted to do a pilgrimage of parades, so I went to a Mary Fagan's grave, and it was a fun trip for me. And on the car
fun trip, I went to a grave.
It was crazy. But
specifically his.
I was in 13 the musical like at that point, and I like texted the group chat and I was like, "Hi guys, I'm so excited I went here," and they like didn't understand, so none of them responded. And I was like, well, screw all of you.
I'm living my life
being quirky and going on a pilgrimage.
You know the vibes.
Yeah, and on that whole car ride up from Florida to Georgia, I read the entire court trial log of it. Like, I had it on my phone. And I
actually
was like,
need to do some research into that, because I like the idea, like, not the idea, but I like the story of Parade.
Me too.
I've never looked into it, like, period, at all. Like, I've never listened to the music, like, minus, like, two songs, you know?
Megan.
He's sent me a couple songs that I've listened to, but...
Megan would be the perfect Lucille Frank in Parade, actually.
I do need to do some research, but, you know, they've actually done Parade here at Music Showcase.
That's
at,
when I fell in love with it.
And I didn't know, but my friend was in it, and she talks about it a lot, and she...
Who's your bestie?
Erin, my friend Erin.
Was in Parade?
Yes, she was. She was the maid.
Oh my god, that's right! I remember. I saw all six shows.
Yes, she talks about it a lot, and she always says, like, how she wishes that she could do it again. And I was like, oh my god, if she loves it that much, I've got to figure this out. I want to do this show now, because so I hear amazing. People talking about it.
It's god tier. It's really god tier, Parade. It's very obscure. It's like Falsettos. That's another God-tier musical that no
one
really talks
about. We love that show here.
I don't think everyone here loves that show. I think it's just our little squad. Like, the you, me, Alex, Ben. Araisa's soon going to find out about it.
Yeah, we're doing a little Falsettos discovery party for our friend Araisa. Because she's never watched it.
And we love her very much. We're just like, okay, erase her toes. Like, let's go.
Don't expose that right now.
She has a spam account.
We don't know she does it. No, she does not.
She definitely doesn't have a spam account called Erase Her Toes.
With a Z.
With a Z. Anyway. I'll link it in the comment section. I'm just kidding. I'm not linking anyone's spam account except for mine in the...
His spam account.
Is Santa _... _A_lesbian.
Because why not? You know what I mean?
I mean, like, it's true. it's a fact, Megan. So, yeah. Not me, like, getting threatened at gunpoint.
That's a joke. It's just Mama Nikki telling us to get back on track.
She was like, if you talk about your spam account again...
Anyways, thank you so much, everybody, for listening today. I hope you have learned new information.
I really hope so, too. I mean, and if you didn't, you weren't listening. So thank you very much for being here. We will say goodbye in the tradition of the Six Queens with a Her Story remix. Have a great day. Stay inspired. I'll catch you next week. So before we go, this is the cast of Six singing their closing number. Six, and they are truly amazing. I love them. So at the end of the show, they they rewrite their stories in the way that they would have wanted them to go.
Super cool.
Which is super sweet. And at the end, like, my favorite one was my homegirl, Kay Howard, really just said no and popped off and became a musician.
But we're not going to spoil it if you don't know the song yet.
No, but, like, so I'm just saying that listen. The story's even more heartbreaking by the end. But what's really sad about it to me is that none of it happened for them and that they did most of them, except for really Cleves.
Yeah, most she kind of lived her life.
Cleves did live her life, but all of them actually died miserably, and it's really sad.
God.
Yeah.
Oopsie. That was such a bad reaction to that. Oopsie.
Megan! Oh my God. Anyways.
Here's six.
Here's six. Thank you so much, guys. See you later. Mwah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Megan. Yeah, girl.
You know I love you, boy. In every single way, though I love you, boy. I'll miss you every day. Oh, I love you, boy. I wish that I could stay with you and keep the life I made with you. And even though this feels so right, I'm holding back the tears tonight. It's true, I'll never be over you, 'cause I have built a future in my mind with you. Hope is gone, there's nothing left for me to do. You know it isn't true, but I must say to you that I don't need your love. No, no, I don't need your love. No, no, it'll never be better than it was. I've got no
you said that I tricked ya, 'cause I didn't look like my profile picture. Too bad I don't agree, so I'm gonna hang it up for everyone to see. And you can't stop me, 'cause I'm the queen of the castle. Get down, you dirty rascal. Get down. Get down. Get down. Get down. 'Cause I'm the queen of the castle.
Now I ain't saying I'm a gold digger, but check my prenup and go figure.
Got gold chains, symbolic of my faith to the higher power in the fast lane. My horses can trot up to 12 miles an hour. Let me explain. I'm a Venus lips and not an English flower. Must think that I'm naive. I won't back down, won't you? And no, I'll never leave. You must think that I'm crazy. You wanna replace me, baby? There's no.
We are one of a kind, no category. Too many years lost in history. We're free to take our crown in glory for 5 more minutes. We're six.
What a shame, yeah, my face, it cost me the crown. So I moved to the
House of Horrorbag
in my hometown. It's made for super Aiba.
I showed them how to party. Now on my tour of Prussia, everybody gets down.
Music Man tried it on and I was like, bye. So I thought, who needs him? I can give it a try. I learned everything, now all I do is sing. And I'll do that until I die.
Heard all about these rocky chicks. Loved every song and each remix. So I went out and found them and we laid down an album. Now I don't need your love, all I need is sis.
We're one of a kind, no category. Too many years from lost in the story. We're free to take our found glory. For I'm a
somebody and you.
We're viral.
Here we go.
Your comment went viral.
I didn't really mean it, but rumors spiral.
Well, Anne, way to make the country hate you.
Mate, what was I meant to do? Sorry, not sorry about what I said. I'm just trying to have some fun. God's will. Henry's out every night on the town, just sleeping around like, what the hell? If that's how it's gonna be, maybe I'll flirt with a guy or three, just to make him gel. Henry finds out and he goes mental. He screams and shouts like, so judgmental.
You damn it, Rich.
Mate, just shut up. I wouldn't be such a...
if you could get it up.